Last July, the board imposed a series of water use restrictions on urban water suppliers and their customers with a goal of cutting consumption by 20% compared to 2013. And Santa Rosa almost reached it, says Jennifer Burke, the city's deputy director of water and engineering resources.
We have a plan in place, not only in the city, but throughout the region, to reduce water use, and our customers have really done a great job this past year. Everything that the state recently issued in some form or another, we already have in place in Santa Rosa. So we're going to be continuing to ask our customers to do what they've been doing this past year, which resulted in a 19% reduction in water use.
But other regions have not been as responsive, observes George Costirco, a spokesman for the State Water Board.
The Bay Area and the North Coast, they have some of the lowest residential gallons per person per day numbers relative to other parts of the state. People in your community really understand how precious and fragile our water sources are, and they've acted accordingly, but not all parts of the state have done that. If people know where their water comes from, if they visually see it, they tend to be a lot more mindful about its use.
That's the main reason the new limits on residential and some commercial water users are being imposed. For most people, Costerico says, the biggest change will be in landscape watering. Generally, they will be limited to doing so just 2 or 3 days per week, and it will be essential to keep an eye on the weather.
These new emergency regulations include an absolute prohibition for property owners that they not water during a rain and do not water for up to 48 hours after they have precipitation, not just a light sprinkle, but where it's actually rained.
Restaurants and hotels will also need to comply with some additional conservation requirements, adds Mary Grace Pawson, city engineer for Rohnert Park.
The new regulations require that our restaurants serve water only upon request and that hotels give their patrons an option of having the laundry done at the end of their stay.
Like most cities now, Rohnert Park has a hotline, by phone or online, for reporting water wasters. Pawson says it got quite a bit of use last summer, but they're taking a light hand with enforcement.
The first thing we do when we get a complaint is contact the customer and work with them to correct the violation. A lot of times they don't even know it's occurred. Sprinkler timers are off or something like that. And we can escalate from gentle educational warning to more formal written warning. The ultimate penalty in Rohnert Park is disconnection of service, but we have not needed to enforce that over the course of the last year.
One other change at the state level, according to Costirco, is closer monitoring of those enforcement steps.
If a water district gets 20 complaints about water overusers, we want them to tell us how many complaints they got, how many they responded to, and what the outcome might have been. Was it a conversation? Did they have to turn the water off for a day or so to make a point? Did they fine those individuals? We want to know that so we can get a sense of what level of enforcement is going on statewide.
Most local agencies will need a few weeks to officially adopt the new rules and advise their customers over the next billing cycle. So in most places, enforcement of the stricter limits will actually kick in toward the end of next month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.